Coming up, we're going to be talking about the annual shareholders meeting. Also, Will Trent and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney Plus news roundup. So Disney held its annual shareholders event last night, and there was a number of bits of news that I kind of wanted to get into first off. So the major news really was Disney was able to hold off the activist investors, including Nelson Peltz, who tried to get on the board. They didn't manage to get the votes to get on. I mean, apparently on some of them, like, they did get pretty much wiped out. But that kind of puts an end to this particular problem. Peltz has tried this for the last 2 years, hasn't get in. He says he's going to be watching them, but I suspect he's more than likely going to be selling his stuff and getting out, because, I mean, you've tried, you've failed, you've made a load of money, get out. I mean, that's the kind of the way I look at it. I do think with the addition of the issues that they've had over the last year with Peltz being around, I actually think he has helped in some ways, as much as I didn't want him on the board. I didn't think he was going to help at all. I think he was just going to be a hindrance. I do think it gave the board of directors a kick up the butt to get some stuff sorted, to get themselves in a better position. And I think he has had some good influence on them, trying to sort stuff out, made them fix some things that they were going to probably do anyway, but there was just a little bit of extra push from their point of view. He probably wouldn't have been able to do much on the board anyway, because they would have been able to outvote him on everything. But just the sheer fact of him on the board would have been disruptive. And I don't think that's good. I think in the long run. But I do think there were some advantages for this whole fight. And I think in the long run, I think Disney is in a better position because of it. I didn't really need it. A lot of unnecessary hassle and stuff. But I think moving forward now that Disney can kind of sort that out, they've sorted that situation in Orlando with the governor down there. And just in general, I think we're going to start seeing them just moving forward, trying to make less waves in terms of the culture wars and all the rest of it that's going on. And yeah, so the stock price has been going up for the last few weeks. It did dip after the news that Peltz didn't get in. I mean, that could be any number of reasons. Stocks do tend to go up and down a little bit anyway. But generally, the stocks are up from where they are. But at least now, this situation is over with, and Disney can kind of just focus on making great content and just fixing everything. And I think, you know, there was a video package that Bob Iger did, and it was very much like, you know, they've been rebuilding, and now they're ready to move into this next era where they can start spending money and doing stuff, making great content. It was also confirmed during the event that ESPN will launch on Disney Plus as an add-on next year when they launched a brand new ESPN streaming service. It's going to run pretty much how it has with Hulu on Disney Plus, which obviously launched last week. Now, this is a little bit complicated because this is a new streaming service which is going to have all of the ESPN content that's on all the cable networks. This is not the same sports streaming service that they're going to be launching later this year with Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery. That's a different thing. That's going to be bundled with Disney Plus. You can save some money, but it's not going to be part of the same app in the same way that ESPN is. And this is separate to ESPN Plus, which I think ultimately ESPN Plus will get like merged and moved into this new platform and stuff. And so if you are going to be a Disney bundle subscriber, you're going to be able to get access to it. Personally, whether or not Hulu is still kind of in that thing, I don't know, but yeah, who knows. But the good news is, yeah, ESPN is going to become a major part of Disney Plus next year in the US. Later this year, ESPN is going to be added into Disney Plus within Latin America. No, looks like it's going to be included in the price, but there's going to be free new tiers and stuff. Whether or not they start adding ESPN in other regions, like here in the UK and in Europe, we still don't have an ESPN replacement after they closed down ESPN Player. So who knows? But yeah, so ESPN is going to become a major part of Disney Plus in the future. So yeah, so that's a bit of sports stuff. Also, during the presentation, we got to see a small little clip of Inside Out 2. There was also a clip of The Bear. Neither of those clips have been released out onto like the general public. In fact, FX even went so far as to pretty much tell the major outlets to not even run the trailer because they've not put it out there. But The Bear looks pretty good. Really, in honesty, there wasn't really a lot of news really from the Disney Plus side of things. We got a new image of Moana, but that was about it. There wasn't really any major breaking news that came out of that one there from Disney Plus. But obviously big news really was just them sorting out this shareholder issue and just being able to move on, which I think is the best thing. But It has, as I said, I think there has been some positives from it, but let us know what you think of all of this in the comments below. Shifting gears now, Disney has also announced that Will Trent will be returning for a third season. The second season recently debuted on ABC and Hulu earlier this year, and it was a big success, pulling in more views than before. And the show was also released as a Star original on Disney Plus around the world. New episodes are dropping every week in Australia and New Zealand. We don't yet have that. I'm guessing we're probably going to have to wait until the whole season's ready, and then we'll get it all at one drop. But yeah, so it's going to be returning. I think this is good. It's nice to see, you know, Disney kind of leaning in on this as a hit. This is working. And yeah, make more of it. And it's kind of nice to see Disney kind of getting into the zone now. You know, maybe we've seen a lot of the cancellations, and now the good stuff can continue to live and continue to get on. I mean, these kind of shows as well desperately need like longevity to keep going and to keep growing. Definitely actually makes me want to check it out. My wife kind of ran on ahead and watched some Will Trent, and I never caught up, but this is definitely a show now I feel like I need to catch up on, because yeah, we're going, you know, three seasons. So yeah, it should be good. But if you're excited about more Will Trent, let us know in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about Wish, because earlier this week it was added onto Disney Plus around the world. To go alongside that, we've got two brand new profile avatars that you can pick. If you go into the settings, you can find Star, you can also find Asha. Now, it's great to see this added in, because we haven't seen any new avatars added for a long time. I mean, it feels like it's been like 6+ months, so if you're in the mood to mix it up a little bit, maybe you want to change. I'm kind of tempted to put it to Star, because I love that character. But we needed the goat, because the goat is the best character in that film. I love it. But I am hoping that now with Hulu on Disney Plus, maybe we start seeing some other avatars brought in there as well. Maybe things from like Family Guy and Planet of the Apes and Futurama. It would just be so cool to kind of see them expand this a little bit more. But let us know in the comments below. You're going to pick either one of them? And also, what is your avatar right now? I've got two different accounts. One of them is Kermit and the other one is Mickey Mouse. But let us know which ones you think are the best in the comments below. Let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. Here in the UK, Australia, New Zealand and Ireland, we got two new episodes. So we got a new episode of Grey's Anatomy in addition to Station 19. So we're getting new episodes each and every week. And in the US, there was a flood of great new content from ABC and also Fox. So in there, you got like Animal Control, Family Guy, Masked Singer, loads of great content in there. So yeah, so always just now a case of Hulu on Disney Plus just means now there's just new content every single day. But let us know if you're going to be checking out any of that. Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. And our question of the day, which comes from the Muppet Don, who says, how long after its release do you think it will take for Deadpool and Wolverine to be put onto Disney Plus? So I think this is an interesting question, and I think we're definitely seeing now things moving around a little bit. The fact that the movie comes out at the end of July, to me, this puts it into like, okay, so you're looking at, let's say 5 months as like Indiana Jones Wish territory. That takes us into Christmas time, which is interesting. That's quite a long way off. I would not be at all surprised if it was around Thanksgiving or around Christmas time. That's what I'm looking at. It's gonna, they will want people to go see it at the cinemas, and they're gonna leave it in there all summer long. Do not expect it to be dropping onto Disney Plus after 3 months. They want to make some money out of it. I'm thinking 5 months. I mean, that's what, August, September, October, November, December. So I think we are going to get it this year, but I would gather sometime in the holiday season. I think it would be a good boost maybe for Thanksgiving, but then they might want you to go see another film or something like Moana, but it's a very different audience. Deadpool 3 and Moana 2, very different audiences. But yeah, so my personal guess is sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's going to be when I'm going to guess. I wouldn't expect it any time sooner than that. They're going to, with these big movies now, 4 to 5 months is going to become the standard. Those 60 days, 90 days, I think those days are long gone. But let us know, when do you think Deadpool and Wolverine will hit Disney Plus? Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at What's On at DisneyPlus.com. Like, follow and subscribe, and I shall see you guys soon. Laters.